Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Iran's reaction to America lacks the correct will, irada. News. The Khatim al-Anbiya Central Command, the unit that manages warfare within the Iranian armed forces, issued strong warnings regarding the naval blockade imposed by the United States in the Strait of Hormuz. According to statements issued by the Khatim al-Anbiya, Seal of the Prophet, Central Command and broadcast on Iranian state television, the Iranian armed forces warned the United States concerning the Strait of Hormuz. The statement read, quote, if the aggressive American military continues its blockade and piracy in the region, they must be certain that they will face a powerful response from the Iranian armed forces, emphasizing that the Iranian armed forces are stronger and better prepared than ever before to guarantee the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Furthermore, the statement indicated that the Iranian armed forces are closely monitoring all enemy movements in the region, reaffirming their determination and readiness to control the Strait of Hormuz and respond decisively to any potential new attack on Iran. TRT News, April 25th, 2026. Comment, will, irada, is one of the most important elements that guides human life and relationships. In its broadest definition, will is the ability to decide to do something or not to do it, the capacity for choice, desire, and preference. In terms of choice and decision-making, will is a person's inclination towards one of the options presented to them and their decision in that direction. In terms of choosing, will is the state in which a person is able to make their own decisions with their choice. Considering these general definitions, the reaction shown by Iran towards America in general, and specifically the reaction of the Khatim al-Anbiya Central Headquarters of the Iranian Armed Forces, the unit responsible for managing war regarding the naval blockade imposed by America in the Strait of Hormuz, is a remarkable reaction and an embodiment of the will demonstrated against America. However, from a Muslim perspective, this will must be a sound, complete, correct will. A sound will is to make the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, which is the shield of Islam and the Ummah, a matter of life or death, and to prioritize it above all worldly affairs. That is, the idea of victory or martyrdom for this cause must be an indispensable element. As for the will to achieve the goal, it is realized through preparing the nation for change through political action and adhering to the Sharia rulings related to the methodology of the call to Islam without any compromise or delay. Thus, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam applied this sound will in his life. The Mushrikun of Mecca resorted to many means to dissuade him sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his call, da'wah, divert him from his goal, and they presented him with various offers. However, each time the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam firmly adhered to Allah's revelation and rejected their offers. Indeed, on one occasion he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his uncle, Ya am, wallahi law wada'u ash-shamsa fi yamini wal qamara fi yasari ala an atrika hadha al-amr hatta yuhiru Allah aw ahlaka fihi ma taraktu. O my uncle, by Allah, even if they were to place the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left, on the condition that I abandon this matter until Allah makes it prevail or I perish in its pursuit, I would not abandon it. So while the bodies of Muslims are being torn apart in many of their lands, especially Gaza, and they are being displaced from their homes and dying of starvation, is there any connection to true will? Is the reaction shown by the Khatim al-Anbiya, Seal of the Prophethood, Headquarters, which is managing the war, driven by sectarian motives and purely nationalistic interests, completely unrelated to Islam? One of the most important elements of correct will is that Muslims adhere to Allah's commands, in their words, act in accordance with Allah's commands, and seek only Allah's pleasure at all times. In the hadith narrated by Abu Umama al-Bahili, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبِلُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لَهُ خَالِصًا وَابْتُغِيَ بِهِ وَجْهُ. Allah only accepts deeds done purely for His sake and seeking His pleasure. Does the Khatm al-Anbiya, seal of the Prophethood headquarters, use the Strait of Hormuz, which belongs to the Islamic Ummah, as if it were private property to serve its own sectarian and nationalist interests? Does this have any connection to obedience to Allah's commands? Ultimately, while Iran's reaction to America may be commendable, unless its rhetoric, actions, and objectives reflect a genuine Islamic will, it will never be in the best interest of the Ummah of Islam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. Al-Ra'd 11. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Ramadan Abu Furqan.